holes in them that go straight to my boxers and down to my leg. So all the time I'm putting my phone in my pocket and it fucking slides all the way down through my, you know, down my pant leg through my foot. That's the only gripe I got about these right now, but.
And that is Andrew Whopper of the Damn Shames. And we just heard another Spoke in the Wheel. It is the local show on 98.3 The Edge. Practically live on a Wednesday night, coming to you from Lecta and Bowling Green, presumably. I guess you boys are at home. Is that right?
We are.
All right. All right. Through the magic of the...
of the Facebook Messenger.
The Facebook Messenger and my old ass gear and y'all's gear that's so fancy you can't hardly figure it out.
Well, it works when it wants to.
That's right. That's like me. But we got another Spoke of the Wheel there. Of course, the official release for Who Killed Rock and Roll is this weekend, the 2nd. Is that Friday or Saturday?
That's Friday.
That's Saturday. No, wait.
What?
No, the 2nd
is
Friday.
Today's the 1st. Yeah, it's tomorrow. As far as the airing of this interview goes. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yep.
Yeah, because today's Wednesday, but really it's Thursday, because this is when the rest of the world is hearing this. Very nice. Also, it should be pointed out, an acoustic version of another Spoke in the Wheel out there as well, if you want to get a little flavor on that. Hashtag trailers on bricks. What does that mean?
Oh, boy.
That's a good one.
That's a good one.
We started saying that, I don't know, back in a year or so ago when we started switching this thing up a little bit. You know what it is. It's when Papa gets the trailers up on bricks finally, you know, he's living the high life now.
Yeah. You know, when somebody says, hey, like on Marketplace, they're like, we have a mobile home for sale. Actually, mobile home for free. You just gotta move it.
Yes.
So you go get it, you move it, you bring it to your 1 acre.
That's right.
And you put it up on bricks, and now, hey, the dream has been lived.
That's right.
And
you're a homesteader at that point. You got your own place up on your own cinder blocks.
We're taking our second shot at this, except now the trailer's on bricks, baby. Yeah.
That's right. Okay. The trailer previously was trying to slide down into the holler.
Sure.
Oh yeah.
But now
we strap that bitch down.
We've always had nothing but bad luck, so we think if you aim your goals and your dreams a little bit lower than what society deems normal, you know, and hey,
see, this is
on bricks is a win.
This is how I know you're growing up, young man. You figured that out.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So we got shows, which to me is the best part of this whole to-do. You guys are coming to the Grove over in Glasgow. I say over in Glasgow because this interview is emanating from Bowling Green, but it's being recorded in Glasgow. Tell us about that show.
That's July 1st with Mojo Thunder. That's our buddies out of Louisville, Lexington. I think some of them's from Lexington, some of them's from Louisville. Well, we've gotten real tight with them over the years, playing a lot of shows with them. You know, we find them to be the best local band around. They wipe our we can't guys on this thing. They wipe the floor with us every time we play with them, but
we
voluntarily sign up for it over and over again. And then some new buddies called the Highway Natives. They'll be playing the show with us. I think that is $12. In advance, 15 day of show.
I would just tell everybody to go to thegroveglasgow.com because they have a really nice new .com over there at the Grove, and all the ticket links are like right there on the front page. You just go to thegroveglasgow.com, scroll down a piece, July 1, hook yourself up.
Yep. That's
really the best way to go about getting tickets to a Grove show.
You know, it's been close to, honestly, it's gonna be right at a year since we had at that point in time since we had played a live show together, and I gotta tell you, I got an itch that can only be scratched via a rubber mallet or a live show, and I'm really hoping it's the latter.
I'll bring my mallet. So yeah, I guess
see.
That might be the last time we hung out at all was when you guys were there doing that Seattle thing.
It was.
Wow, I believe so.
Yeah, well, all of our band fights mostly besides creative differences when we butt heads writing, have mostly been about, you know, we were like holding out, waiting to announce this new band and this new music, new style and all this stuff. And we, every couple of weeks, we get in a little spat about, well, you know, let's just go ahead and do it. Let's just go play a show, because we couldn't stand it any longer.
Yeah. It seems like, you know, we've calmly waited, and that's been a, you know, a good trait of ours. And I think that patience has been our best virtue, if you want to look at it that way, because it's also been kind of, it's been very stressful because, you know, we want to get out there and just play.
Right.
But at the same time, it's a new deal, you know, and we're creating it ourselves right now with nobody else around, just us. And it's like, there's more than 6 months that's been put into this. We've put in practically years.
Yeah, a couple years. Right. Just with this by now.
That's what I was going to ask you about. Did it feel like just sort of through the creative process, you started just sort of shifting directions a little bit, and then one day you realized, hey, we really can't honestly just call this the same thing because of what we're doing now. We just need to rebrand, freshen up, put the trailers on bricks, and wear the damn shames.
Mm-hmm. That's almost exactly what happened. We just, you know, we got to spinning our wheels previously with what we were doing, and we all just desired to change things up a little bit. We felt a little boxed in with what we could do prior.
Always too heavy or too light, you know. We felt like we were not, I don't want to say in a saturated market, but almost like we just like writing songs that we thought were good songs,
mm-hmm.
no matter what they were. And it was kind of hard to find our market. And I think in, you know, today's society and how people listen to music, it's important to, if you want to do it a certain way, find your place that you love. And I think we're finally starting to hit our strides with that.
That's exactly, I've always said, and I've said it to you guys before, I mean, you know, the art should come first, you know, and then any success that follows is awesome. But if you're trying to make hits or trying, you know, if you have these sort of goals, a lot of times that really frustrates the creative process and things get all messed up.
Sure, that's also what we're doing with creative wise or with the writing process. So we're just writing songs, and then we get buddies to just put, you know, our instruments that we can't play or can't play very well on these tracks and stuff, and that's what turns them into, you know, something else. If you could put a genre on a song, if this song sounds a little more country or a little more southern rock, or this one sounds like a jammer, an old school classic rock and roll tune, it's just because it's just from the help of our friends and people we've met through other people and external musicians who make it feel that way. Right, all we're doing is just writing songs, and it's the help of others that give it its tone, its genre.
Well, yeah, whatever flavor it comes out is whatever flavor it comes out, and that's great. You know, I've told you guys before, one of the biggest conflicts in my life is, personally, I really don't care for a lot of labels and categories and sort of narrow sort of slots to put different bands in or different sounds in or whatever, but my industry's built on it, so I'm kind of stuck with it, you know. So when you guys are just doing what you do, you're doing what you do. I, you know, I'm not here to tell you it's this, that, or the other.
What's funny, it's funny you say that, actually. So this second single that we're releasing tomorrow, Who Killed Rock and Roll, we actually thought that it was a little too rock, I think, there for a minute. So we there was a time where we kind of was scratching our heads just hoping that it was right on the line of everything else. And so in saying that, you know, we hit up some connections that we had from our previous band, just shopping around. And it's funny because they actually said, well, this sounds too country for us. So kind of thing, more so of a thanks but no thanks. And then the more we stewed on that, like, yeah, I don't care what you call it, just listen to it.
Which was odd because they didn't say that about the previous one, and that we thought that one was a little more country.
Yeah, for sure.
Then we realized all these people seem like they're just going through the motions, And no, I'm just kidding. It's a business, and they know what they want at the time and what they're trying to go for. We were actually, I personally was actually happy to hear that.
Oh, man. Did you hear Rocky losing his mind?
Listen, I got problems with that dog of yours, okay? So I was trying to be extremely just a good animal person and giving him good scritches, and then the next thing you know, this dog's trying to commit crimes on me, Andrew. So
I know it, bro. I know. We had to take care of him. Look, so on Instagram, we're the Damn Shames Official. On Instagram, he's the Damn Dog Official. So y'all check him out.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, he's the mascot.
Listen, before I forget, I thought of this a minute ago when you were talking about folks helping out with the records. Are you still hunting for a keys guy or gal?
Hell yeah. Absolutely. We're desperate for one.
I noticed your classified ad on the Facebook the other day that you would like somebody to come and tinkle the ivories for you.
Yeah, we need a good keys player, you know, somebody who can play organ and piano and you know, Wurlitzer. We don't expect anybody to haul a Wurlitzer around, but you know.
Oh, I do. I definitely do. But no, I'm just kidding. But it's like we know plenty. It's almost frustrating, bro.
Yeah.
We know so many just amazing musicians.
Well,
that
sure
just,
you do.
That have lives. What?
Yeah.
That have lives that can't commit, and it's totally understandable. But it's like
losers.
Ugh. Yeah.
Just kidding.
We need it.
We need you.
Yeah.
That's right. Come and play the keys for the Damn Shames. So is that something you hope to have in place by that July 1st show at the Grove there?
We got our fingers crossed, but we also have a secret weapon who's going to help fill some space at that show.
Mm-hmm. Is that
we're
right?
We're not going to tell people about
and,
this yet.
You know, hopefully it's going to be, you know, just one of those things that just kind of works itself out to where, because it brings its own vibe, you know, and its own character to the sound. So hopefully it's something that will be cool enough to keep around too. Without giving too much away. I don't want to give too much away.
I remember,
you gotta come to the show.
I remember Trevor saying something like that about you one day, Andrew. So I just made that up. Stop it.
Yeah.
All right. So July 1st, let me promote you, boy. July 1st, Mojo Thunder Highway Natives, the Damn Shames at the Grove in Glasgow. And again, if you've never been to the Grove, what are you doing? I mean, really? Is that not the coolest spot around, boys?
It is the most amazing venue in the area, honestly. That is no bias. That is just completely objective.
There's nowhere else around here that you can play in the woods while it's on fire.
Yeah. On purpose.
On purpose. Purpose fire.
Purpose.
It's a great time, honestly.
Exactly. And listen, I know this is a ways off, but I told you before we got going here, I wanted to make sure I put this in everybody's ear. Blacktop Mojo, Josephine's, Damn Shames, Manchester, and Lexington, August 13th. And that sounds like a hell of a party right there.
Yeah. Hey, I tell you what, if you will go ahead and let's verbally commit this, we'll come back to you before then.
Okay. Because
we'll have another single ready for you by then.
At least.
Yeah. Definitely.
Definitely.
This weekend we're going into the studio. We should finish up the majority of the record.
Oh.
So we shouldn't have but a few more left.
Okay. All right. All right. So .com is in the works with the merch store and all that stuff. But in the meantime, folks, keep up with y'all with at the Damn Shames Official on Insta. Is that across the board or you got different ones?
We tried desperately for it to be, but all these social media sites, they mm-hmm. like to fight you at every turn.
Yeah,
it's the Damn Shames Official on Instagram. TikTok, I believe, is the same thing. Facebook is the Real Damn Shames. They're the ones that's giving us the most hardest time. When we first announced this, we had to be the DMN Shames.
Yeah, I remember.
And then it let me upgrade it to put like the two dots above the A.
Umlaut.
Yes. Oh, I didn't even attempt to say that word. And then we had to let that sit for a couple weeks, and then it allowed me to slip it in under the radar. So now we're officially the Damn Shame.
Way to slip it in there, bro. All right. Thanks. So look out for them July 1st at the Grove in Glasgow with Blacktop Mojo and Highway Natives, and then August 13th in Lexington at the Manchester with Josephine's and Blacktop Mojo. Here we go again. Another new song. I've only played it once. I will play it again. It is officially available tomorrow. I guess it's all your streaming platforms and that.
It absolutely is.
I'm so excited for this one.
All right.
You're going to lie about it.
We'll give a little shout out to our mutual buddy, Mr. Kyle Daniel, by the way. He helped write this song years ago, actually. Years ago.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Is that baby not his baby or what? Holy moly. I saw a picture on his story today, and I'm like, okay, that is clearly Kyle's baby.
can't deny it.
I mean, it looked just like him. It was wild. It was almost, I mean, it was cute, but yeah.
Is he not the best, man?
Oh, my goodness. Are you kidding me?
The best guy.
No, he is. Yeah. he's top-notch for sure, and he's going to be a great dad. So that's going to be fun to watch. However, from afar. All right, so anything else need to get into? I've got 16 minutes of recording here, and it's probably not going to get edited very much, so.
That's all we got.
Just, you know, keep your ears out for more. We're going to try to release one every 2 months with the acoustic versions in between.
Okay, get out there and follow them across all the social media. Y'all be TikToking or what?
We do be TikToking.
That's the main thing, man. Like, if people could just keep an eye out, we are going to be very, very active on social media.
Yeah,
like on all platforms.
Yeah, man, you get one of them, get one of them good hooks of y'all's on the TikTok going, and the next thing you know, bang, you don't talk to me ever again.
Well, that will never happen.
Never be the case. I'd do it immediately if I'm honest.
All right, he's honest. That's what I like. That's what I like to hear. All right, who killed rock and roll? Definitely not these guys. The Damn Shames. Hook them up. Get them on all the socials. And anything else? Shout outs, Mom and them, before I hit stop on this deal and go on this song.
Yeah, shout out to everybody who's going to press play. Just listen to it.
Trailers on bricks, baby.
And everybody who's helped us get to where we are now. We love you. We appreciate you.
All right. Hashtag trailers on bricks. Who killed rock and roll? The Damn Shames on the local show, brought to you by The Grove in Glasgow. See them there July 1st. It's 98.3 The Edge.